This topic relates to the interplay of halacha and contemporary modern society, that here in Israel it's become fashionable that people protest about different causes that are important to them. And one of the great strategies is to block roads and highways in order to inconvenience a lot of people and get attention and maybe put pressure on the government to find a solution amenable to the protesters. So this is something that happens not infrequently, whether it's issues of people protesting the government's policy on the army draft, or benefits to handicapped people, or various political issues on one side or the other. This is a strategy that people do. This is mutar al pi halacha. So you're causing great inconvenience to a lot of people in order to possibly attain some practical end. Is that something which is mutter? So just an interesting article here in the latest Tchumen of Shlomo Ishon. I don't know much about him, but a very nice article. So he brings two concerns or two issues based on two different sources in the Ramah about completely unrelated topics. So first of all, the Ramah in Simin Nun Dalet. And Or HaChaim writes that it was customary that if a person had a din against another person, and he wanted to have a court hearing and Beis Din, and the person didn't show up three times, refused to come, so this person is not able to get not able to seek justice. So it was customary that he could interrupt the tefillah in the shul and prevent them from davening until the community forced the nitba to show up in Beis Din. So he could just hold up the proceedings in shul in order to be able to do this. So maybe this is somewhat similar. You're basically causing an inconvenience to the rabbi, not letting things function as per usual, in order to attain a solution to some problem that you have. Nonetheless, it would need to be considered. What are the limits to this? The post can write, there are limits to this. First of all, there's limits to how much you can inconvenience the tzibur in this way. You can't do it more than three times. And you shouldn't do it in certain times of the year when people have a lot of work in the agricultural system. That would be too much of inconvenience, number one. Number two, it's only, the poskim write, latzil ashuk miyad oshko, to save someone who's not being treated fairly. And it's assuming that the tzibur has the power to force this individual to show up in Beis Din. What if all the people who are being inconvenienced have no power whatsoever in this particular issue, and there's no direct connection whatsoever between the inconvenience you're causing them and the ends that you seek to achieve? So that is issue number one, is simply the issue of the causing inconvenience. What's the balance there? But then beyond that as well, he says there's also another issue of what is considered a justifiable use of public space of the Rishus HaRabim. And the Raman, Simon Tov Reish Lamed Zayin, we just had Sukkot, writes that if you build a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim, it's a sukkah gezula, unless you have Rishus to do so, because you don't have the right to take away the public space. So the Poskim write, okay, but we see people do it and no one really cares. Okay, so the Poskim write, what do you see? That apparently people are mochel, that they don't care, but that would obviously depend on the circumstances. How big of a disruption of the public space is it? If a person puts a sukkah, is it blocking off a little bit of the sidewalk, and everyone understands that it's sukkah? That's one thing. If a person blocks off the whole thoroughfare, I imagine that people would be makpid about that. So that is another consideration, which is to what extent does a person have the right to use the public to cut off use of the public space, and that could be a cheshash of gezel. So his conclusion is the following, that if a group gets a license to use the public space in this way for this protest, the police give out ishurim for these kind of things, so then presumably they made the calculation what is a reasonable disruption of the convenience of the tzibur and what is not. Presumably they have the right to say you can use the public space in this way, that would be mutter. What if it's not a usually be mutter. What if it's not a protest that has an ishur? So then it would have to be only done in a way that it can be assumed that the tzibur is mochel on their inconvenience, that they have the power to make a difference, and that therefore it would be permissible. Otherwise, you have again these two issues: one of inconveniencing the public, which at times could even lead to, depending on the severity, even lead to suffix sakana stefasha, so people can't get through, depending on how bad it is, as well as the chashash of gezel of the public space. And this is something that certainly should be kept in mind. Have a wonderful day. Please put up your chairs, and great Shabbos.